I'm a songwriter, not a public speaker, so I apologize. Seems like yesterday I met Walter Warner here at the barn over there in the corner. He's Semper Fi and he fought in the Korean War. Walter's smart and gentle and unassuming. He sounds like Jimmy Stewart and his voice is so soothing. His stories will make you cry and laugh at the same time, and then you'll beg for more. Well, he made that wallet tooled and cut. He took it from his pocket and he opened it up. Pulled out a picture of the prettiest girl you've ever seen. It was his wife Nancy when she was young, maybe about 1950, possibly 51. It's the only girl he ever went with, and she was a college homecoming queen. Back in the eighth grade, he didn't know down from up, and he took her reserve for being stuck up. So one day, he slapped all her books right out of her hands. She started to cry, and he felt so bad, he picked up her books, and then he handed them all back, and he looked in her tear-filled eyes, and he said, well, he felt so sad. But the oddest, unusual thing came to be, he asked if she'd like to go out to the movies. And he still can't exactly believe how it all turned out. She wiped her tears and said, I'd love to. And that began something that nothing could undo. Not even war, not even her dad and his doubts. That's my life story as it stands. I won't know the rest till the promised land. And all these nightmares will go to hell to stay. I'll be free when I see my love and when I walk through those gates. Yes, much to her dad's ongoing disdain, they lasted through high school and nothing changed, except they grew closer with every passing day. She became a cheerleader and he loved sports. Football and anything with cleats or shorts. They'd hold hands after every single football game. Now Nancy's dad was a master surgeon. He tried to roll the credits and bring down the curtain because Walter was just a farm boy building cars from junk. On prom night, Walter pulled into their drive and her dad just couldn't believe his eyes. The car had no seats, and that boy just didn't measure up. So in her dress, on their yet biggest date, Nancy sat down and rode on an orange crate. But they were both so happy, and she never did once complain. Now her father kept picking up the poor kid apart, but also spent time at his grandparents' farm, and over grandmother's elderberry pie, he was begrudgingly tamed. That's my life story as it stands. I won't know the rest till the promised land. All these nightmares go to hell to stay. I'll be free when I see my love and when I walk through those gates. Well, they went to college together. While a new war stirred, Walter's grades couldn't keep the service deferred, so he got called to California, where he began his years in the Corps. And when he found out that he was going to Korea, Nancy got on a plane and said, I'm coming to meet you. But the service wouldn't let soldiers marry on their way to war. Well, it was lucky they took time to hear this case and how these lovers were together since the eighth grade, and the colonel gave the okay to marry there that day. The war broke out with Walter overseas, so he searched over the mountains and the hillsides and the trees to bring down every enemy weapon that he could help find. His right-hand man was supposed to watch out, but the grenade never made a sound, and it hit Walter, and then his partner just fell down crying. Walter spent quite a while in the hospital healing, looking at the walls, but mostly the ceiling. And then came the time that he could move a little bit more and a little bit more. To pass the boredom, they had wheelchair races till Walter had his confiscated. And he had to go back to bed and lay around bored. He begged the nurses for something to do. He couldn't stand laying around the whole day through. So one of them took him down to the basement and she opened up a door. There was a Seminole with leather and tools at a table, and Walter learned every day as much as he was able, and that brings us back to the wallet that he pulled out before. And that's my life story as it stands. I won't know the rest till the promised land. All these nightmares can go to hell to stay. I'll be free when I see my love and when I walk through those gates. Now I've really gotten ahead of myself, man. This all started when he burned down a hamburger stand, but that's sometime around 7th or maybe 8th grade. He took a bag of dog droppings and he set it on fire on the back steps. It was just a joke to admire, but the greasy floor and the walls, they shot up to sky-high flames. At court, he was lucky somehow or another, because the judge used to have a huge crush on his mother and had him wait in the office until all the day's cases were over with. And then the judge left the courtroom and came down the hall. Walter never got jail because of one phone call, but he was sent to from Euclid to his grandpa's farm in Oberland. So that's my life story as it stands. I won't know the rest till the promised land. All these nightmares go to hell to stay. I'll be free when I see my love and when I walk through that gate. Don't worry, we're already on page 2. Well, the first time Walter went to gunfire and shell, and he put Nancy's picture in the crown of his helmet, but a colonel saw and he said, "Son, I'm gonna save your life. Your job is finding mortars and howitzers, and you're gonna get killed if you're carrying around that picture. So when you get back, I will return this photograph of your wife." He was out in the forest, isolated, starving, no food, and hope all but faded when they found an old bag of rice in the woods on the ground. Little did he know as he ate that meal the damage that was coming and the pain that he would feel when those worms would grow up and eat him from the inside out. That's my life story as it stands. And I won't know the rest till the promised land. All these nightmares, they can go to hell to stay. I'll be free when I see my love, when I walk through those gates. Almost there. Nancy didn't see Walter in what seemed like forever, off at war, then hospital and healing and leather, so her kisses covered Walter's picture in red lipstick. He finally came home, but he wasn't quite free. He had scars and nightmares and PTSD, but Nancy stayed by his side like she vowed to, healthy or sick. Well, he lost several jobs as he battled the past, till a compassionate brother gave him safety at last and hired Walter based solely on brilliance and ethic and his mind. In her 70s, Nancy got sick, and Walter fought his best fight. He drove airplanes and flew planes at night. Drove acid tankers and flew planes at night, but spent every day with her together until she died. So I just want to point out, he was in his 70s. His wife gets sick, and he takes jobs driving tankers and flying airplanes to keep her in a home, to keep her alive as long as he can, to be with her. That's most of the story that I heard from Walter Warner just yesterday back there in the corner. Then he put his pictures in that handmade wallet away. And I wonder how many times, I wonder how much he's made a mark and a soul is touched because the colonel gave Nancy's picture back one day. Now I'm gonna grab her, I'm gonna jump for joy. I wanna feel the way I felt when I was a boy. And in my new body, with my Lord, I tried my best, but this world's a mess. I'll be free forevermore, and that's my life story as it stands. I won't know the rest till the promised land. All these nightmares can go to hell to stay. I'll be free when I see my love and when I walk through those gates.